Hello, darling. How was church?
Oh, fine. Quite a lot of us there today.
Darrington, was it?
Yeah.
You want some coffee?
Oh, that'll be lovely. Oh, it's strange without Shula there, though. She's doing matins at the cathedral now.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely glorious, apparently.
Yeah, I imagine it is quite something. Especially after all those years of fill on the church organ. There you are, Dave.
Oh, thanks. And she's asked me if I'd like to join her one Sunday morning. I must say, it does sound rather splendid.
No chance of her coming back to St. Stephen's, then?
Mm-hmm. I doubt it. She seems to have moved on.
Mm.
I think it's costing her, though. Last time I saw her, she was asking after people. I think she's missing it all.
Mm. She'll be back, you'll see.
I don't think so, somehow.
Anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you. I need to catch Tom while he's over with the pigs.
Ah, good.
I'm not particularly looking forward to it, I must say.
What are you going to say to him?
I shall simply tell him I've done the supermarket deal.
You will be tactful, won't you, darling?
Jenny Ashby, the very soul of diplomacy.
They look a nice bunch.
Oh, hi, Will. Long time since we've seen you up here.
Yeah, well, I'm staying at Mum and Dad's. Got a long weekend off.
Oh, so how are you getting on?
Yeah, fine. I'll be back on the estate in a few weeks.
Yeah, so I heard. That's great news.
I thought I'd have a stroll over, have a look around the chute. Maybe have a chat to Brian if he's about.
Rather you than me, mate.
Oh, what's this?
Well, we've had what you might call a fundamental split. I just want out, to be honest.
Oh, as bad as that, eh?
Yeah, afraid so. How are things in Gloucestershire?
Pretty good, really. It's been a useful experience.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're bigger than we are, of course, but there's one or two things we ought to be doing here.
Oh, that's what it's all about, keeping up to date.
It's not a brilliant time for shoots. Where I am now, they lost a fair few corporate days at the end of the season. Firms just phoning up and cancelling.
Same everywhere, from what I've heard.
Well, that's why you've got to get it right. Otherwise, you won't survive.
Well, here's your chance to tell Brian.
Great. That's a bit of luck.
It might be for you.
Oh, you really have got a down on him, haven't you?
Yeah, I suppose I have. Brenda reckons I'm getting obsessive.
Yeah?
Oh, I just wish I could take the whole business back to our place. You heard we bought the freehold on the farm?
Yeah. Landowners now, you and Helen.
Yeah, well, we're on a family-owned farm at last, anyway.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. I haven't really got my head round it yet. Probably won't until I get out of here.
Must be fantastic, though, having your own place.
Yeah, of course. We're really pleased. And the first thing Helen does is move out.
Where to?
Only into the village. She's having the new flat over the shop.
Oh, well, it's time someone made use of that place.
That's what Gran thought. One less thing for her to worry about.
Morning!
Hello, Brian.
Will, good to see you.
Yeah, and you. Thought you'd have a walk round, see how things were.
Well, I hope you'll find it pretty well together.
Oh, and if you've got time, I was wondering if we could have a quick chat. A couple of things I'd like to run past you.
I'd love to, Will, but it's a bit difficult just at the moment.
Okay, no problem.
Something I need to discuss with Tom here. It's rather urgent, I'm afraid.
Can't it keep? I'm pretty busy.
No, Tom, we need to talk.
Yeah, and I need to get this lot done. I don't fancy being up here all day.
Well, in that case, any chance of you calling at the house when you've finished? I won't keep you long.
It's Sunday, Brian.
This is important.
Yes, all right. Now, can I get on?
Fine. Right then, Will, let's have a look round, shall we?
Great.
How could you let it happen, Mum? It's obvious that the whole thing's a stitch-up.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, darling.
Think about it. Susan works in shop. Chris gets flat above shop. Chris is son of Susan. Can you see a pattern emerging here?
Well, you can't blame Tony Archer for looking after his staff.
Yes, I can. That flat should have been let to the most suitable applicant, that person being me, obviously.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And what made you go to Tony Archer in the first place? It's Peggy's flat. We could have talked to her.
Well, I didn't go to him. He came in here. Anyhow, I doubt if it had made any difference.
It might have done. Doubt she even knows that I'm interested. Maybe I should go over there anyway.
Oh, I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Why not? She'd see that I was the best tenant, end of.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
I don't get it, Mum. Why aren't you on my side over this?
I am.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
What's the big hurry, anyhow? There'll be other places, you'll see.
Oh, yeah. Like, when was the last time a flat came up to rent in this village?
Well, it
never happens. Holiday lets, that's all you get round here. I can hardly afford one of those.
Well, we'll keep an eye out from now on. Start asking around.
What's the point?
You'll find some, huh?
Look, I'm sorry, Mum. I'm not prepared to let it go, even if you are. I'm going to go and see Peggy.
Oh, I'd really rather you didn't. She's got a lot on her mind at the moment.
Oh, Mum!
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
One of the ways they've got it right, they use these buggy things for moving the beaters around.
Oh, yes?
Well, they used to have pickups like us, so the boss was telling me. But they got rid of them a couple of years back.
Yeah. Well, what are they like, these things?
Well, a bit like a golf buggy, really.
Yeah.
Except they're diesel. And a lot tougher, obviously. But the best thing is, you can just step in and out, even in all your gear.
Mm.
I've got a couple of pictures at home. I'll email them over if you like.
Oh, thanks, Will. Yeah, that'd be terrific.
Well, the beaters love them. Make you a lot more comfy moving between drives.
Well, we need to keep the beaters happy.
Yeah, definitely. My boss calls it making the place people-friendly. He reckons too many shoots concentrate on the birds, and they don't give enough thought to the people.
Yeah, well, he's got a point.
Well, guns or beaters, it's the same for both.
Yeah. Sounds like you've got on well.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
Good.
The boss asked me if I fancied staying on permanently.
Yeah, did he now?
Well, not as head keeper, obviously, but I could have been on the team.
Yeah. Were you tempted?
Not really. This is where I want to be. If you still want me, that is.
Oh, you know we do, Will. You're a damn good keeper. I'm not at all surprised they wanted to keep you.
Well, that was never going to happen. Especially now I'm back with Nick.
Hmm?
Oh, I don't suppose you knew.
No, I didn't. No, that's great.
Yeah, and if it all works out, well, I hope we'll be making our home back here. Us and the kids.
Oh, I'm really happy for you.
Thanks. Well, they'll be over tomorrow. Mum's laying on a birthday do for me over at Keeper's.
Well, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I will do. Haven't got to be back at work till Tuesday, thank goodness.
Look, if you don't mind, I'm going to have to be getting back.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sorry, but I must catch Tom before he goes.
Well, I'm off down the ball now. Said I'd join Dad for a pint.
I can't believe that she wouldn't rather have me there than Chris. Let's just give her the chance.
We can't.
I don't get it. What is your problem, Mum?
My problem is it's Sunday lunchtime. There's tables to be cleared and bar meals to get out. Now, can we please give it a rest?
How do?
Well, how nice to see you. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. You?
Oh, we're fine, aren't we, Fallon?
Right.
What can I get you, Will?
A pint of lager, please.
Coming up.
Well, how's the band, Fallon?
Okay.
Oh, the band's fine, Will.
Great.
Be better if I had a bit more space.
Sorry?
What she means is she's desperate to get out of here.
I just want a place of my own. Is that so amazing?
No.
And I'd have had one too if you hadn't waded in.
Where is this place then?
Over the shop. Only thanks to my ace negotiator of a mother, it's now going to that landlord's nightmare, Chris Carter.
There you go.
Oh,
thanks, my love.
Mm. Well, the village shop, you mean?
Yeah. It would have been perfect.
Well, I think you might have got it wrong. It's not going to Chris Carter.
Oh, it is, I'm afraid.
No. Helen Archer's having it.
Like you'd know, of course.
Tom Archer does. He told me this morning.
Oh, great. So it's not the family of the staff, it's the family of the owner who's having it.
I don't understand.
Well, let me explain then, Mum. It's all very simple. Just about everyone around here has got their family working for them, except me.
So, he's looking forward to coming back.
He can't wait, apparently.
That's good.
He's full of ideas about where we ought to go with the shoot. Matt's not going to know what's hit him.
And how is Will, and himself?
Well, he seems fine. You wouldn't know him, the chap who went away from here.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh, so am I. I don't mind telling you, I had my doubts he'd ever want the job again.
Well, with everything that happened...
I know. Oh, it was a real mess.
And you made a big difference to him, Brian. It was a really good suggestion, sending him off like that.
Ah, sounds like it was going to benefit the shoot, too. I'm glad he took it up. And he's back with his girlfriend too, apparently.
Yes, I did hear something.
Like I said to Matt at the time, good keepers are hard to find these days. Oh, that'll be Tom.
Well, just be careful what you say.
Don't worry, you'll be fine. Tom, come in.
Thanks.
All down the pigs?
Yes. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Tom. Look, can you excuse me? I said I'd give Alice a ring this morning.
No, of course. That's fine. Shan't be here long.
Okay, thanks.
Coffee?
No, thanks. Can you just say what you want to say?
Yes, okay. Well, sit yourself down, then.
I'm okay, thanks.
Oh, sit yourself. Now, I know things have been a bit, shall we say, edgy between us lately.
Whose fault's that?
Well, probably mine. But I'm sure it's not a situation either of us wants to continue.
And you know how to end it?
Well, let's just agree there's been a difference of opinion over policy. And I can perfectly understand your objections to dealing with supermarkets.
Oh, so you're not going ahead then?
I have to, Tom. The way business is at the moment, it would be irresponsible to turn them down.
So what are you saying?
I've agreed with a buyer that will supply them with sausages.
Oh, great. The deal's done then, is it? So, what exactly am I doing here?
Well, the point is, it doesn't have to involve you.
Sorry?
Look, I still hope one day you'll understand why I'm doing this. Maybe even thank me for it.
Don't hold your breath.
But I accept this isn't a road you want to go down just at the moment. So I've arranged for it to happen without your input.
You what?
I've discussed it with Hannah and Morris, and they're both happy to put in extra hours to get the product on stream. So, apart from a bit of admin, you won't have to worry about it.
Am I hearing this right? You've talked to Hannah and Morris about it?
Yep, and they're willing to help me get off the ground.
I don't believe it. It's not enough that you walk over everything I wanted for this business.
Tom.
Now you've gone and hijacked my staff. Well, thanks a lot, Brian.
Hang on, where are you going?
I'm going home. You're right about one thing at least.
What's that?
Well, you said I don't need to be involved. Well, I'm not, okay? You do what the hell you like. Haven't you finished yet?
Oh, hi, Tom. Yeah, this is the last one.
Well, leave it, can you? We need to have a talk.
Something the matter?
Yeah. I don't like it when my staff let me down.
What?
We're talking disloyalty here, Hannah. Something I wouldn't have expected from you.
Look, maybe I'm thick or something, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, OK, let's refresh your memory then. You had a little talk with Brian about doing extra hours?
So?
And did he mention what it was for?
Yeah, a supermarket contract you're hoping to get. You seem very pleased about it.
Yeah, he's chuffed the bits. I'm not, though.
No?
No. Don't look so surprised. You know what I think about supermarkets.
Yeah, but these are hard times. You've got to get the business where you can, surely.
Listen, we're doing perfectly okay as we are. If we go down the supermarket route, we'll end up worse off.
Well, how was I supposed to know that's how you feel?
You should have asked me first.
Tom! You and Brian are meant to be partners. I thought you'd be behind it.
You know what he's trying to do, don't you?
Well, no, go on, tell me.
I think his marketing plan stinks, right? I've told him that, so he thinks he can elbow me out, take my brand and do what he likes with it.
You don't really think that.
He's doing it. Now he's got you and Morris on side, there'll be no stopping him. So thanks a lot, Hannah. You're a real mate.
No, listen. I didn't know any of this. What I do know is your partner asked me if I was willing to do some extra hours. And I said yes, because I am. So what did I do wrong?
You betrayed me, that's what you did.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
It's me that gave you this job, remember? It's me that pays you every week, not Brian. And for that, I expect a bit of loyalty. Is that too much to ask?
You get it too, though I'm starting to wonder why.
Disappointed in you, Hannah. I expected better from
you. This is ridiculous.
Better finish off here. See you.
Hang on! Don't just walk away. Tom! What?
What do I do now, Clary? Press the play button.
Have you moved it on to the next track?
Yeah.
Right, well, no, you have to press the pause button again.
What? This one?
No, the one on the right. Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on.
Oh, no, 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 you get on with your trifle. This one?
I entered this for you.
Oh, I know. Christopher thinks it's rubbish, but I've told him to put it on the playlist anyway.
Oh, it was great. It's a bit of fun.
Well, that's what I thought.
What year was it? 1987?
Oh, not bad, Clary. It was number one in 1988.
Oh. I love it.
Mm. There's one more so far.
Oh, I must get on. Where's them hundreds and thousands?
Well, I'll give you a hand in a minute, Clary.
And you're having one track for each year of your marriage, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to play those back-to-back from Christopher's compilation, plus a load of our other favourites, of course, all from the 80s and 90s.
How many of them special ones have you got so far?
Well, about a dozen, so we're halfway there.
It's a lovely idea.
Christopher's going to announce the special ones. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Oh, no, I just love this one.
Oh, so do I.
Oh, it's like a nice warm duvet. Ooh. You just want to snuggle up with your bloke, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Only Eddie would probably complain. It was too hot.
Yeah, and Neil would be reading his pig magazine.
What a pair of romantics we got ourselves.
Oh, right?
Still, it'll be different on your anniversary night.
Well, it'd better be, after all the trouble me and Christopher are going to.
It'll be smashing. There.
Well, I hope so. Now, what else needs doing?
You could put a prawn on top of the vol au vents if you like. Mm. They should be thawed out by now.
Are they in the fridge?
Yeah.
No problem.
So Christopher's helping, eh?
Yeah, he's been very good, really. Entered into the spirit of it.
Oh, that's nice.
Doing all the invitations. They'll be going out later this week, in secret, of course.
Of course.
To be honest, I'm feeling a bit guilty about him.
Whatever for?
You know he'd set his heart on getting this new flat, the one over the shop.
Yeah, it'd be a good thing, that, having someone there at night.
Not like Christopher, though. He's not mature enough. Well, we don't think so, anyway.
No?
It must sound terrible saying that about my own son, but came drunk last week. Totally out of it, he was.
They all do that.
Yeah, maybe they do. But as I said to Neil, we can't have that happening over the shop. And it'll be such a mess up there. So we let Tony know that Christopher wouldn't be taking it.
Oh, well.
I'm sure we were right, but I can't help feeling guilty. He was very fed up about it.
Anybody home?
Here they are.
Hi, Clara. Hello,
Hello, William. Hello, Nick. Oh, where's the kids?
Oh, Grandad's taking them over to see Bartleby. They won't be long. Hi, Susan.
Hello, Will. Nick.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't it?
Oh, it's great.
Yum.
Yeah, well, I know how you like your trifle.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, and a cake.
It's not too old for a birthday cake, is he, Nick?
Definitely not. Oh, it looks wonderful, Clary.
Well, we want to make it special, don't we?
I'm sure it will be.
Hi, Anna.
Oh, hi.
Are you all done for the day?
Yeah.
Where are you off to tonight?
Nowhere, probably.
Something the matter?
No, I'm fine.
You don't look it.
Sorry. I didn't mean to...
Oh, hey, come on. Do you want to talk about it?
Honestly, I'm okay.
Is there any tea in that pot?
Yeah, I was just letting it brew a bit.
Well, let's have one then. Do you fancy a biscuit?
No, thanks.
I don't mean those boring ones in the tin. Mum's got a special reserve up here. See? I know it says rice, but that's just camouflage.
Oh, right.
These are the business. Stem, ginger and oatmeal. Come on, have one.
Thanks.
She calls them her trauma kit.
Oh, it's lovely.
So, what's the problem? Tom been giving you a hard time?
Why'd he say that?
Just a hunch. He's under a bit of pressure at the moment.
You can say that again.
So what's he done?
Well, it's more a case of what I've done. Apparently, I've been disloyal.
Did he say that?
More or less.
I can see why you're upset then.
All I did was tell Brian I'd be happy to put in some extra hours if he extended the pig herd.
And this was to supply sausages to the supermarket?
Yeah. How was I to know Tom was against the idea?
Oh, why should you?
But apparently I've sided with the enemy, who I thought was a partner.
Oh, it's an ongoing battle, I'm afraid.
So I gather.
It started as a basic disagreement over how they market the brand, but it's got so bad they're basically not communicating anymore.
How ridiculous.
No.
But why? They've got a good business from what I can make out.
They have, but it's not going to last much longer. Not if they carry on like this.
What a waste.
You shouldn't have been dragged into it, though.
It's a shame. I really like it here.
I know Tom appreciates the job you've been doing.
Well, he's got a funny way of showing it.
Yeah, well, he can be a real idiot sometimes. But believe me, he thinks you're great.
Honestly.
I promise you, he's always singing your praises.
That's what upset me. I thought we were getting on so well.
You are.
I was even thinking this might be a good place to come back to when I finish college. It's a sort of business that interests me, you know, taking the pigs right through to the end product.
Well, he's a great entrepreneur, is Tom.
Well, I guess there'll be other places like this.
You did say you weren't doing anything tonight.
I'm not.
Well, how about you and me go down the pub for a bit?
Yeah, okay. If you can spare the time.
Quite honestly, I'd be glad to get out. There was manic in the shop today.
Thanks, Helen.
And while we're there, I'll fill you in on a few things about my idiot brother.
Mum?
Oh, you're enjoying yourselves, eh?
Oh, it's lovely. The kids are having a ball.
Good, that's what it's all about.
Are you coming back through?
Well, I'm about to light your birthday candles.
Oh, well, before you do, I just wanted to say thanks. You've been brilliant.
William.
Oh, you made Nick feel really welcome.
Well, of course I have.
Oh, did I tell you what I was planning for Valentine's night?
No, what you got in mind?
Well, it's going to be a surprise, so you mustn't let on.
Of course I won't.
Well, there's this smart hotel on the Beckwell Road out of Felpersham. The Beech Grove, do you know it?
Well, I've seen it. I can't say I've ever been inside.
Well, they had an advert in the Echo. Special Valentine's night dinner.
Oh, that should be lovely.
Yeah, I hope so. So I've booked us in.
You'll have a wonderful time, I'm sure.
That's the plan.
Wonder if your father's got something like that lined up.
Well, you never know.
Yes, I do. Still, I did get a card from him last year. That's something, I suppose.
How did you know it was from him?
William, who else would it have been from?
Well, you never know.
Anyway, I'd had oily finger marks on it. That were a bit of a clue.
Is there anything I can do, Colin?
Oh, well, you could pick up the tea plates there and the serviettes. I'm just about to bring the cake through.
Oh, okay.
Ta.
Blimey. Look at all them candles.
Yeah, you're getting old, you are.
Oh, where did that leave me?
Right, well, I'll go in and switch the light off and tell them it's on its way.
Oh, nearly done. Oh, it looks beautiful. Oh, thanks, Clary. You've had a lovely afternoon.
No, I'm glad you could come. Well, let's take this through, shall we?
Okay.
Right. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Will.
Tom's big mistake was to get involved with a supermarket buyer.
Involved as in dating?
Well, let's just say their attention wasn't entirely focused on marketing.
So what happened?
Basically, she dumped him. And the product got delisted.
Double whammy.
Which is part of the reason why he's so anti-supermarket these days. And when they gave him the boot, he was in a lot of trouble. Not enough income to cover the debt, and that's where Brian came in.
He put up the money?
Yeah. Saved the business. Tom was very grateful at the time, but right now he'd do anything to get his independence back.
I can see why he'd feel frustrated.
Well, don't get too sorry for him. There's no excuse for taking it out on you.
No, that's right.
But when he thinks about it, he'll realise what a fool he's been.
Maybe.
Listen, you coming along was the best thing that's happened for Tom in ages.
Do you think that?
Definitely. But more to the point, he does too. Where else is he going to find someone who's intelligent, committed and 100% reliable?
I don't know.
Like I said, my brother can be an idiot at times, but he has been known to think occasionally. And when he does, he'll realise what an asset he's got.
Speak of the devil.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Tom.
He doesn't look very happy.
He's feeling guilty, I expect. Mm. Maybe he's come to apologise.
Hi.
Good day on the sausages.
Oh, you know, average. Evening, Hannah.
Tom?
Anyone want another drink?
I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'd love to join you, but I'm meeting Robert Snell in 5 minutes. He's doing a job for me.
Don't give it another thought. We're quite happy.
Yeah, we're great.
Good. Well, I'll see you then.
Cheers, Tom.
Yeah, cheers.
Bye.
It's probably seeing me that put him off. You don't want an audience while you grovel.
I suppose.
What's the betting he'll say something next time you're doing the pigs?
Well, we'll see.
The way things are for Tom at the moment, he needs to know who his friends are.
Ah, it's a nice setup you've got here. Decent trackways.
That's the key to it. Grazing off the paddock, then moving the cows on.
Yeah, before they get a chance to damage the sward.
Yeah, I know the theory.
I'm surprised you and Pat haven't gone in for something like this. Works well on organic systems.
Yeah, so I gather. Unfortunately, we couldn't survive on the lower yields.
No, that's part of
it. We need all the milk we can produce. What with the yogurts and ice cream. Plus Helen's cheese, of course.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, it's a good system, though. Well done you for giving it a go.
Well, we've always been interested in milk from grass, haven't we, Ruth?
Of course. It's the cheapest feed there is.
Yeah, and this is the ultimate. We finally had the courage of our convictions.
Oh, good for you. I'll be interested to see the results.
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get back to the lambing shed.
Yes, I've kept you both long enough. Just one more thing, though.
Yeah.
I'm interested in your grass mixture.
We're going for low input. We don't plan to spend much on nitrate fertiliser.
So, what's in it exactly?
There's a couple of white clovers, and the rest is ryegrass. 6 varieties, if I remember.
You couldn't let me have the details.
Yeah, sure, we got it on the computer.
Yeah, I'm going in. I'll sort of print out for you.
Oh, right, thanks. See you, Ruth.
See you.
Listen, what are you doing for lunch? Do you fancy a pub sandwich?
Yeah, great.
Eddie will be starting his shift by then.
Yeah, fine, then. I'll see you there, then.
Yeah, OK. Hi, Sheila.
Oh, David, thank goodness you're there.
Why, what?
Oh, look, I'm sorry to call you, but I can't get hold of Alistair. Wherever he is, there's no signal.
Well, what's the problem?
I've just got back from the school run, and we've been burgled.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Mike Ferguson. I'm from the Environment Agency.
Oh, dear. What have we done?
Can I ask if you're the farmer here?
Oh, yes, Pat Archer. I farm with my husband, Tony. Is there a problem?
I'm afraid so. We've had a report of pollution in Hayden Brook, just below Sawyer's Gorse.
What's that got to do with us?
Well, we think it may originate from this farm.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I don't think there's anything to be too worried about. I've just had a look. It's basically a growth of sewage fungus.
Ugh.
Yes, it's not pleasant. If you want to go down and look, it's a wadge of grey strands.
No. I'll take your word for it.
You get it wherever there's a build-up of nutrients.
How do you know it's from this farm?
Oh, we don't for sure. That's what I need to find out. But this would seem to be the most likely source.
You know we're organic here.
You still need to look after your farm wastes.
Well, that's the point. We do. They're not wastes to us. They're a resource. We don't go throwing them about.
Well, accidents can happen, I'm afraid.
We've never had anything like this before.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Do you mind if I have a look round?
No, that's fine.
Thanks.
Oh, dear.
Yes?
Well, it's just a bit of a shock. The last thing we want is to be responsible for pollution.
I don't know what I'm going to tell Daniel.
Well, the truth, I suppose.
What, that a burglar came into his room? It's horrible. And they've taken his Wii and all the games.
Well, he's old enough to know these things happen.
He'll be furious. No telly, no DVD player.
Well, he's got a right to be angry.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Sheila. It's a real intrusion, isn't it?
Well, let's hope they catch him.
Yeah. Oh, I wish the police had hurried up.
Oh, it makes you mad. Must have been cruising around the countryside looking for empty properties.
Yeah, where the owner's so stupid she doesn't even set the alarm.
Oh, don't beat yourself up about it.
Oh, Alistair will do that, and I can't blame him.
Come on, Sheila.
No, let's go and have some coffee, shall we?
Well, actually, I'd better be on my way.
Thanks for coming over,
no
Tony.
No problem.
I know I was panicking, but when I couldn't get hold of Alistair...
Glad to be of help.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll stay for a bit, won't you, David?
Yeah, of course I will. Ruth's holding the fort in the lambing shed.
Oh, come on then, let's go down. We'd better check round once more, too, in case we've missed anything else they've taken.
Ah, now what have we got here?
A bit of a collapse, I'm afraid.
So I see. How long's it been like this?
Some time, I think.
I see.
It's all the tractors going in and out. We've been meaning to repair it.
There's quite a depression there, see? All these cracks in the concrete.
So you think this might be the trouble?
Could be. Is there a drain near here?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
There should be. Taking the yard run off to the storage tank. You don't have a plan of the drains?
There must be one somewhere. I can't remember seeing it, though. Oh, here's my husband.
A drainage plan would be useful.
Okay, we'll have a search around.
If there is a drain here, it may have collapsed.
Suppose it might.
Sometimes you can just get a couple of pipes shifting out of line, and that'll cause a leakage into the field drains.
Hiya, Pat. What's going on?
This is Mr. Ferguson. Mr. Ferguson, this is my husband, Tony.
How do you do, Mr. Archer?
Hello.
How's Sheila? Is she okay?
Yeah. A bit shocked, obviously. Luckily, they didn't do too much damage.
Thank goodness. Oh, sorry, Mr. Ferguson. It's someone in the village. They had the house broken into this morning.
Really?
Yeah. He was at work and she was on the school run. Can't believe it, can you?
I'm afraid I can, these days.
Yeah, you're right.
Mr. Ferguson's from the Environment Agency.
But the Environment Agency?
There's been some pollution in the brook. They think it might be from here.
Well, it can't be.
Don't worry, it's nothing too serious. But we need to get it sorted.
Oh. Is this going to affect our single farm payment?
It's a routine farm visit. Nothing to do with cross compliance.
Well, I hope not. We've only just bought the freehold to this place. Did Pat tell you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, got a whacking great mortgage. If they start cutting our subsidy...
You really don't need to worry.
I don't know how we'd manage, do you, Pat? We're right up to the edge as
Look,
it is.
Mr. Ferguson says it won't happen, so let's just deal with the problem.
Yes, you're right.
What I might do is put a tracer down here.
A tracer?
Yes, a white marker, really. We use a dilute emulsion paint. I've got some in the car.
Oh, right.
I'll pour some in this crevice and see where it turns up. If it's Hayden Brook, then we'll know who the culprit is, won't we?
It's time you got off home.
Are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine, honestly.
Well, at least you made contact with Alistair.
Hmm. He wanted to come straight home, but he couldn't leave a TB test.
Don't suppose the farmer would have been too happy?
No. And there's nothing he could do here. I told him the police were being very thorough.
Mm. It took a long time over the door pane.
Yeah. There was some blood on the glass, I think.
Oh, right.
Anyway, Alistair's popping home at lunchtime.
Oh, good.
By that time, I'll have cleaned the place up, especially Daniel's room.
Obliterate all traces, eh?
Yeah, something like that. I'll make a start as soon as the police have finished.
Right. When's the locksmith getting here?
Well, he wasn't sure exactly. Today, though.
Right.
Not that I can see any keys missing. I'll just feel happier with new locks.
Sure. And after that, you can put it behind you. It's just one of those things, I'm afraid.
I suppose.
Try not to dwell on it, eh? I know, it's easy for me to say.
No, you're right.
Look, the tow rag who did this, he won't be giving it a second thought. He's probably fenced the stuff by now.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Be trying his luck the other end of the county more than likely.
You're assuming it was just a random thing?
Well, that's what the police think.
Yeah, I know. But why would you choose a house with a veterinary surgery next door? Anyone could have called in.
Don't suppose he knew it was there. He was just lucky.
Hmm. What if it wasn't a random thing at all? What if someone was out there watching us to see when we were out?
Well, it's hardly likely.
Well, maybe they'd been watching for ages. Maybe they knew about the school run.
Sheila?
What if whoever it was saw me walk out without setting the alarm?
You can't think like this, sis. You've got to try and put it behind
you.
Yeah,
I know, but...
You can't let these people get to you.
It's awful to think someone could just walk into your house in the middle of the day.
I know.
We're lucky in the pub, mind you. There's nearly always someone around.
Yeah. You're not immune, though.
No. Well, we keep an eye on the security. Mm. There you go, Tony.
Thanks.
Top.
I didn't put an alarm up in the shop flat, but as it's on the first floor...
Yeah. I was going to have a word with you about that.
Oh, yes. Helen's going to be the new tenant.
So I heard. And what happened to our agreement?
Yes, we had to abandon it. Christopher changed his mind.
Changed his mind?
Hmm.
Leaving two people who still wanted to live there?
Jolene.
In which case, we need to run the drawer again, don't we?
Oh, we can't do that, I'm afraid.
Why not?
Well...
Everyone had an equal chance. It were all fair and square, and Christopher won it. Now, if he's decided he don't want it, it'll have to be drawn again.
Not possible, I'm afraid. The situation's changed.
Yeah. You've decided to fix it for your own daughter. That's what's changed.
Well, anyway, the decision's been made.
Mm. Has anyone thought to mention it to Peggy, I wonder?
Mum is quite happy for Helen to be living there. Delighted to have her granddaughter there, in fact.
Oh, don't seem fair to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, but to be honest, Jolene, I don't know what I was thinking of. drawing lots like that.
What?
And I can't imagine Fallon would be too happy if she found out her mother gambled her chance of the tenancy either.
It wasn't like that, and you know it.
Well, that's how it's going to look to Fallon.
Tony Archer, what are you saying?
Let's not go there, shall we?
Sorry, Tony, I was a bit longer at Shooter's than I thought. Thought I'd hang around till the police went. Haven't interrupted anything, have I?
Just thought I'd drop by and see how you were.
Oh, I'm fine, thanks, Pat.
It can be a shock, this sort of thing.
It was a bit of a shock. But what's really getting to me is forgetting to set that wretched alarm.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if it'll affect the insurance. I really hope not.
At least there's no real damage.
No, apart from the glass pane in the door.
Where they broke in?
Yeah. Oh, all right. So it's not wonderful to think of someone walking into your house. But it's happened. Now we've got to move on.
Well, good for you.
Mm. Oh, all right, Toby. All right, settle down.
I'm going to adopt that approach myself.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. We had a bit of a shock today ourselves. Not quite as bad as a break-in.
What happened?
Well, I was just crossing the yard this morning when this chap gets out of his car and says he's from the Environment Agency.
Oh, that sounds ominous.
And apparently there's been some pollution in Hayden Brook, and we're the number one suspects.
Oh, no.
That's not good news, especially for a farm like ours.
Quite.
You think it can't happen? I mean, we like to feel we're working with nature, so we shouldn't get these problems.
Mm, then sometimes nature pulls a nasty surprise.
I'm afraid so.
So is it serious?
Apparently not, but we've still got to put it right.
Which is going to cost money, no doubt.
It won't be cheap.
Oh, what bad luck.
It's made me worry what we're going to find. I mean, it's quite a small problem at the moment.
Which is good.
I just hope it doesn't turn into something bigger.
Is that likely?
No idea. Hopefully not. But you can never be sure.
No.
And for a farm like ours, with the products we do, the bad publicity could be a disaster.
Go on, up you go. That's it.
Oh, that wasn't too difficult.
I thought they were going to give us the runaround this lot.
It's because I'm here. They know they've got to behave themselves.
Well, thanks for giving me a hand. I couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah, you're lucky you've got me to rush out my lunch break.
You're a star. Thanks.
No problem.
Right, well, I'd better get off to Crowthers with this lot.
Drive carefully.
I will.
I must get back to work.
By the way, I could be late tonight. I was thinking of calling in on Gran.
You're determined to ask her, then?
She can always say no.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so she's got a lot on her mind, but has it occurred to you she might be glad to have something else to think about?
It's possible.
She must get brassed off with people tiptoeing around her. At least I'll be treating her like a real person.
Well, just be a bit, you know, sensitive.
Oh, yeah, like I'm going to go in there and say, "Hiya, Gran, any chance of a few grand? Because I can't stand working for that slave driver of a son-in-law of yours."
You can joke, but you seem pretty desperate.
I shall be the soul of charm and consideration.
That'll be a first. Now I must get on.
Afternoon.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dad. Look, nothing personal, but I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Oh, so what's new?
See ya.
Yeah, see ya, love.
Afraid I've got to go too, Mike. I've got to take this lot up to Crowthers.
Ah, no, that's what I come round for in a manner of speaking.
Pigs?
Bacon. I was thinking maybe we could start selling your packs on our rounds.
Yeah, why not?
You up for it?
Definitely. But can we talk about it some other time?
Yeah, I'll give you a bell.
Yeah, you do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, there's one other thing.
Uh-huh.
You haven't forgotten you're doing Neil's pigs on the 26th?
Am I?
No, don't do this to me, Tom. For Neil and Susan's anniversary. He's whisking her away to London.
Ah, got it.
Yeah, well, look, do us a favour, will you? Go home, write it in your diary, then call me to tell me you've done it.
I was hoping you wouldn't be too busy.
Busy?
Look at that. It's like a morgue in here.
Yeah, because I wanted a quick word about the menu, you know, for our anniversary do.
Oh, hang on. Let's get the book.
I've had second thoughts about the puff pastry bites.
Oh? We find they go down pretty well.
I wasn't sure.
Right. Now then, let's have a look.
I was wondering if you could do a couple of extra salads instead for the same price.
Oh, I don't see why not.
Oh, good.
By the way, I wish you'd let me know your Christopher wouldn't be moving into the new flat.
Oh, no, that's right.
Well, if you told me, I could have put a word in for Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
She's been giving me a hard time, she has. We're not going to see Peggy about it.
I've got a feeling Helen Archer's going to be moving in there now.
She is. I've seen Tony. It's a stitch-up.
Well.
Now then, no puff pastry bites required. And extra salad?
Oh, that would be great. One green and one potato, maybe?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, that's done. Now, have you got your music sorted?
Oh, yeah, we're well on the way. Well, have you got time for a listen? And I've got a few of them on CD.
Yeah, why not? Not exactly rushed off my feet, am I?
There you go.
Great, hang on a minute. What's the first one?
Oh, on here it's hot chocolate. Oh. But Christopher's in charge of the running order. He'll want to put some of the dance tracks together.
Well, that makes sense. Or they'll be up and down like a fiddler's elbow.
Oh, Neil hates this one. Says it used to make me broody.
Oh, dear.
Sometimes I used to wish he wasn't a pigman. Oh, listen, flip it on. The next one will get everyone going. Neil hates that one too, though.
Poor old Neil. Can have anything he likes.
Yeah. I might throw in some Def Leppard for him. Oh, don't you think this one's great?
Yeah, fab. Hey, it reminds me of when we was touring in Ireland.
Oh?
They were playing it everywhere.
Oh, well. Dance into my heart. You send the soul sky high when your loving starts. Jitterbug into my brain. I goes a bang, bang, bang till my feet do the same.
Blimey, you thinking of giving this place a makeover or what?
I wish I could, mate. Liven it up a bit.
I can't see it working as a karaoke club. A bit far out, I'd say.
We're planning a surprise party.
Oh, yeah? Who's the victim?
Neil.
Oh, I see.
But you've got to promise not to tell him, okay?
Me up before you go, go. Here's the Before you go, go.
Hiya, Gran.
Oh, Tom, thank goodness.
What's up?
Come in, come in. Oh, I can't tell you how glad I am to see you.
What's happened?
Oh, dear. It's Jack. He's having a bad day, I'm afraid.
Oh, the carpet's soaking.
He left the taps running full on in the downstairs cloakroom.
Oh, dear.
By the time I realised, it was too late. He got himself in a real state about it.
Oh, not to worry. Why don't I start mopping up?
Oh, would you, Tom? I'd be so grateful.
No trouble at all.
I took him upstairs so he couldn't see it anymore, and I was just trying to settle him.
You carry on. I'll sort this out.
You know where everything is. Mops and buckets.
Yep, I'll find them.
If you can soak up the worst of it, I'll put a couple of fan heaters down here.
That ought to do it.
My worry is the carpet's going to be stained.
If it is, you can claim on the house insurance.
Oh, do you think we could? It wasn't really an accident, strictly speaking.
Yeah, of course you can. Now, you go and settle Jack. I can cope here.
Oh, bless you, Tom. You're so kind.
Look, I don't want to interfere, but are you sure Wednesday's the best night for a party?
Well, it's got to be Wednesday. That's our anniversary.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be actually on the night.
Ours does.
I mean, poor old Neil, he's going to have to get up and do the pigs next morning.
Well, I'm hoping I can find someone to do them for him. Tom Archer, maybe.
It'd be easier to get someone on the weekend. If you had the party on Friday night, say.
If all else fails, I can always ask Christopher.
Oh, he can be too busy, surely.
Oh, it won't hurt him to get up a couple of hours earlier for once, so his dad can have a lie-in.
Well, you know what they're like, these youngsters. Trying to get them out of bed in the morning.
Oh, I'm fed up with this. Can I skip the rest of it?
Oh, yeah. Try the next one.
Okay. Yeah, I've nothing against Mick Hucknall, but when you want a party...
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Some records just do it for you, don't they?
Ah, now, this is more like...
Now, this is one of Neil's favourites. If this doesn't get him out there, nothing will.
Yeah, I can't wait. This is going to be a great night.
Well, I hope so.
It's going to be a legendary party, I can see it.
I'm really looking forward to it now.
Oh, I trust you're going to be there, Mike. Hmm?
I haven't had an invitation yet.
Oh, don't be daft. You'll be getting one, of course you will.
Great.
Just make sure you don't breathe a word to anyone. Promise?
Yeah.
that, he's gone to sleep.
Probably exhausted himself.
Maybe. It doesn't always work that way, though. How are you doing?
I've got as much of the water out as I could.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom.
That's no problem.
It's still very damp, I suppose.
It's not too bad, actually. I've put both of the fan heaters out there and it's started to dry out already.
Oh, good.
And so far, there's no sign of a stain either, so we might get away with it.
That's wonderful. I'm so grateful, Tom. Now, let me get you a cup of tea. Or would you rather have a beer?
Well, tea's fine, thanks, Gran.
And how are you getting on? Busy, I suppose?
Oh, I'm always busy these days.
That's why it's good of you to make the time to come round and see me.
That's okay.
No, Tom. Not many Grans would be so lucky. I really appreciate it.
I must admit, things are a touch tricky at the moment.
Working with Brian?
Well, yeah.
I gathered it hadn't all been plain sailing. A couple of things Tony said. Yeah. Help yourself to a biscuit.
Oh, thanks.
I don't suppose he's the easiest person to work with. Too used to getting his own way.
Yeah. We don't exactly see eye to eye on certain issues.
No. I haven't always seen eye to eye with him either.
He's very single-minded.
Yes. But I will say this for him. He's got a good business brain. He's run that farm pretty efficiently over the years.
Well, I know, but...
So however difficult it may seem, you're sure to learn a great deal.
Oh, yeah, I'm learning all right.
Still, you didn't come round here to talk about your business, I know. Tell me how you and Brenda are getting on living on the green.
I'm not sure you're Neil is a bloke who likes surprises.
Oh, yes, he is.
Now, as someone who's worked with him, I'd say he likes to have everything planned out ahead.
Are you saying he can't be spontaneous?
No, not at all.
He enjoys a good party, my Neil.
I've heard all about Alan Stagnight.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, all I'm saying is he's someone who likes to have things well organised.
This is going to be well organised.
Well, yeah, I know.
That's what we've been doing this morning, isn't it, Jolene, organising it?
I don't see how he could have organised it anymore. Apart from putting it in the echo.
I'm just not sure it's his sort of thing, that's all.
You're saying he's dull, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Because he's a pig man. People are always thinking that. Well, it isn't true.
Yeah, I never said that, Susan.
You know, Jolene, he can let his hair down as well as anyone else when he wants to.
He certainly can.
I don't know why you're so against this part.
I'm not.
You've done nothing but find fault since we told you. If you don't like it, Mike, don't go.
No, I'm sorry, Susan. I didn't mean...
Yeah, and I don't appreciate you trying to turn away business. Things are bad enough in this trade as it is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
do you know how many country pubs are closing down every month?
All right, don't bother to tell me. I'm going back to work. I'll see you.
Hi, love.
Hiya. How'd you get on?
No luck, I'm afraid.
She turned you down.
Oh, not exactly. I never got round to asking her.
Oh, Tom.
Well, Jack was having a bad day. It didn't seem appropriate somehow. So I gave her a hand.
Oh.
So, here I am, back at square one.
You're a bit of a star, Tom Archer. Do you know that?
Am I?
Come here. There.
What was that for?
For being a pretty decent bloke. Apart from when you're giving your staff a hard time.
I don't think Hannah's quite forgiven me yet.
Well, never mind. At least you've been kind and considerate to your gran. That's worth a fair few brownie points.
Hasn't got me anywhere, though, has it? I'm still in a mess.
Cheer up. We'll think of something.
Will we?
Yeah. Sooner the Bridge Farm herd come on stream, there'll be no stopping you. Brian or no Brian.
I wish I had your confidence.
It'll happen, you'll see.
Oh, I'm not so sure. I'll probably still be running round as his gopher in 10 years' time.
Come on, Tom.
I'm stuck, Bren, I really am. I don't know where on earth I go from here.
And this all came as a total surprise?
Yeah. Out of the blue. The idea that we were to blame for polluting the brook... Well, we were gobsmacked.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's the last thing we'd want to happen.
It definitely came from here, did it, this pollution?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Oh, bad luck.
The EA guy put a liquid tracer down. A few hours later, there it was in the brook.
So, what happens now?
Well, basically, we get 3 months to put it right.
No fines or anything?
Oh, no, thank goodness. That's what I was worried about, failing on cross-compliance.
Yeah, I gather they can cut your subsidy.
Oh, not in this case, I'm glad to say.
Oh, sorry, old girl. That hurt, didn't it?
Yeah, I can see why. It's really swollen.
Yeah. And the horns started to split away, see?
Ah, you poor old thing.
I'm afraid all your efforts over the past couple of weeks have come to nothing.
Yeah, well, I did my best for her.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. But I guessed it hadn't worked when she was still favouring this foot.
So, what do we do now?
Well, I'm afraid there aren't many options. The infection's in the joint.
So, is that it?
It doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. I could remove the outer claw surgically. Once it's healed, she'll manage quite happily on the other one.
And if we don't?
It's down the road with her, I'm afraid.
Oh, we wouldn't want that, would we, Acre? She's a good milker.
It's a very straightforward procedure, under local anaesthetic. I can do it here and now, if you like.
I suppose we'd better. Sure. Just one thing after another at the moment.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Never asked you about the break-in.
Oh, well, nothing much to report, really.
Police haven't nabbed anyone?
Nope. And I don't suppose they will. Be some joker cruising round the village on the off chance.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you going ahead with this op?
A bit ahead, I suppose. What'll the damage be?
About £200, if there aren't too many complications.
Well, in that case...
I'll get my stuff, shall I?
Yeah, if you would.
Morning.
Oh, Eddie.
Wouldn't care to do my bunions while you're at it, Alistair.
Happy to, Eddie, but not sure you'd care for my prices much.
You're probably right there. Ooh. He's a bit of a mess.
Ah, she'll be right as rain in no time. I'll go and get my gear, Tony.
Yeah, okay. So, what can I do for you?
Your missus said you were having problems with your drains.
Oh, blimey. You're quick off the mark.
Yeah, well, Clary said it was urgent. So I thought I'd pop you on my way to Penny Asset. We got a conservatory job over there.
Oh, well, I'm very grateful.
Problem with some broken drains, I gather.
Yeah, could be. We need someone with a digger to have a look.
Well, I'm your man. You want to show me the problem?
Yeah, well, I would do, but as you can see, I'm a bit tied up at the moment.
So what's he going to do?
Cut off the outer claw.
Ooh, poor old girl.
Oh, it's all under anaesthetic, and she'll be a lot more comfortable afterwards.
Rather her than me, all the same.
Yeah.
So, you're going to show me where this drain is?
Well, I can't really come away now, can I?
Why not? It's Alistair who's doing the surgery. Or are you going to have a go yourself?
Well, hardly.
Leave him to it then, mate. Unless you're one of these people who likes watching operations.
Not really.
Let's go then, can we? Because I'm quite sure I'm not.
Oh, Daniel was really angry.
Was he? Poor lad.
They took all the games as well as the consoles. But it wasn't just that. He was upset too, I could tell.
They don't realise, do they, these people? It's really horrible for all of you.
Just the thought of some malicious person rooting around in the house. But I don't know. Maybe they do realise.
Yeah, maybe they just don't care.
Anyway, I've cleaned right through, sort of reclaimed it.
Oh, Shula.
But you're left with this feeling there's someone out there who could do it whenever he wanted.
Yeah.
Alistair says we've got to put it behind us and move on. But it's not that easy.
Have you heard anything from the police?
No, they won't get anywhere.
Well, how can you say that?
They think it's an opportunist crime. Someone cruising around on the off chance.
Well, that's the most likely, surely.
I asked them if there'd been any other break-ins in our area. There haven't been for weeks.
Well, that doesn't prove anything.
Oh, come on. You're not telling me ours was the only empty place in the area?
Well, no, maybe not.
He got a couple of computer consoles, a DVD player and a plasma telly. Not exactly a big haul. So why didn't he try somewhere else?
What are you saying?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't think it was someone local?
I really don't know what to think.
Oh, Shula...
Morning.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Oh, hello, Tom.
You've got the salad leaves for me?
Of course. Did we ever let you down?
Oh, you better not either.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? All this way for a box of mixed salad leaves. Where else would you get service like that?
What about the carbon footprint?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was my mistake.
I'll let you off this time. There you go.
Thanks, Tom.
No problem. Right, well, I'll see you later.
Can you hang on a minute?
Sorry?
We need to have a chat.
What's about?
Pop out the back and make yourself a coffee. I'll be through in a minute.
Helen, I've got mountains of work on today.
10 minutes, that's all. Just till Kirsty gets back.
You don't seem to realise I've got 2 pig businesses to run.
Yeah, I know.
Not to mention a partner with the management skills of Genghis Khan.
Anyway, I must let you get on.
Look, I hope things get better for you. It's a nasty experience.
Thanks, Helen.
Hopefully the police will catch the guy. That'd be the best thing.
Yes, I suppose it would.
Looks like you had an asteroid land on here.
Ah, well, that's one explanation we'd never thought of.
It's taken a fair old hammering. Look at the cracks in the concrete.
Tractor damage.
You must have some blooming big machine.
Just the usual.
Well, maybe it's the way Tom drives them. Bit of a speed merchant from what I've
seen. Well, never mind what caused it. Can we just think about how to put it right?
But so you want me to dig down and have a look?
Can you do that?
Yeah, shouldn't be any trouble.
You need to be careful. Go in heavy with that digger of yours, you'll make the problem worse.
I could do keyhole surgery with that machine of mine. Precision job, that's what you'll get.
Ah, good.
Maybe I should hire myself out to these archaeological digs, eh? What do you think?
You've already made yourself a name in that area, I'd have thought.
What, my Civil War discovery?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. I shall have to make more of it on me CV.
when can you start? We need this job PDQ.
Oh, got the environment people breathing down your neck, have you?
You do it next week.
Yeah, should be able to fit you in, all being well.
Well, say so now if you can't. We can easily get someone else.
No, that should be fine.
Right, you're on then.
Well, I can understand you being in a hurry. Well, they can sling the book at you, can't they, for this sort of thing?
Hopefully we'll be okay.
Glad to hear it. I should hate to think of you losing your subsidy. Especially before you've paid my bill.
Eddie!
Oh, how do, Pat?
Does this mean you'll be starting the job soon?
Yeah, I was just saying to Tony here, I should be able to make a start next week.
Well, the sooner the better, as far as we're concerned.
How'd you get on at Rodway's?
No luck, I'm afraid. They don't keep any of the old estate records.
Can't say I'm surprised.
All Graham Ryder could suggest was that we try the estate office.
Oh, we can forget it, then. Doubt if Matt will have kept anything like that.
What are you after?
We need a plan of the drains around here. We thought the estate might have had one.
And they haven't?
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, it's a choker, ain't it? You must be kicking yourselves.
Why?
Well, if this had happened a few weeks back, the estate would be paying. Now you're owner-occupiers. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg, I reckon.
Yeah.
So, have you apologised to Hannah yet?
No way.
Well, then you're an idiot.
Listen, when people come and work for me, the one thing I expect is loyalty.
And you get it from her.
Well, that's not how it looks to me.
If you had any kind of a brain, you'd see that that girl was 24 karat gold.
Would I?
She's intelligent, keen, resourceful, reliable.
Maybe.
Plus, she thinks you're great.
Look, is this what you kept me here for? To make a recruiting pitch for Hannah?
No, actually.
Well?
It's about this pollution thing. You know, at the farm.
What about it?
Well, don't you think we should do something?
Such as what?
Well, I don't know, but we can't just leave it to Mum and Dad.
Well, why not? They'll get it sorted, okay?
Doesn't it worry you?
Why should it?
Well, come on, this is our farm we're talking about now.
I know.
We're to blame for polluting the local stream. Something that could land us with a load of bad publicity.
These things happen.
Is that all you've got to say?
What do you want me to say?
I'd like some sense it matters to you, because it matters to me, I can tell you.
Yeah, okay.
I've got an organic cheese business running from that place. Having a good reputation isn't just a luxury. It's the future of my brand.
Yeah, all right. I can see that.
Oh, at last. Something's stirring in there.
Okay, there's no need to get smart.
If you think about it, your reputation's important too.
Yeah, okay, I agree. I still don't see why you're so uptight about it. Mum and Dad will get it sorted.
Do you think they can?
Yeah, of course they can.
So how come they let it happen in the first place? How come the drains are in the state they're in?
Oh, I don't know. It's not something you think about.
What, till it goes wrong?
Yeah.
It's not good enough. We're running a professional operation here, or meant to be.
Yeah, I know.
You've got to anticipate these problems before they arise.
Are you saying Mum and Dad aren't up to it?
I'm saying we've got to get involved. We can't just leave it to them.
No, I suppose not.
It's going to be our farm one of these days, Tom. Let's make sure it's in a decent state when we get it.
If only I'd remembered to switch the alarm on.
It probably wouldn't have made any difference.
It might have done. Oh, how could I have been so stupid?
Well, as long as the insurance is going to pay out, that's the main thing.
Well, I hope they do.
Did he sound doubtful?
No, not really. He just said he'd have to confirm it with a colleague.
Right.
As long as we haven't had a run of break-ins, apparently.
Which we haven't.
And there's no special items gone. You know, things that are really valuable.
OK.
From what he said, we should be fine.
So there's no problem, then. Good.
Oh, I could still kick myself, though. How can I have been such an idiot?
Look, stop beating yourself up over it. Things could have been a lot worse.
Could they?
You know they could.
Maybe. So how did you get on at Pat and Tony's?
No, oh, not too bad. It was a case of foul in the foot. Particularly nasty
oh,
one.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and the infection gone right into the joint.
So did they have to let her go?
No, they didn't want to do that. She was a good milker, apparently.
Oh, always the way.
In the end, I removed the entire outer claw. She should be fine. I can manage perfectly well without.
Let's hope she comes through it, then.
Fingers crossed. Right, I'm going to love you and leave you, I'm afraid.
Oh, haven't you got time for a coffee first?
No. I've got a herd health visit over at Loxley Barrett. I'm going to be there some time.
OK.
How about you? Got a busy afternoon?
The usual.
Good. Well, I'll see you later, then.
You won't be too late.
Well, it's hard to say. Shouldn't be.
Try not to be, eh?
Shula, you've got to stop worrying about this. The insurance is going to be fine, I'm sure.
It's not the insurance I'm thinking about.
What, then?
Why us, Alistair? Ask yourself that. Why this place?
I've no idea.
Of all the houses in this village, in this area, why choose this one? Not that I'd wish it on anyone else, of course.
What's the point speculating? It's just one of those things.
Is it?
We've got to put it behind us.
It's not that easy. Knowing there's someone...
Anyway, I must be off.
Oh, aren't you the slightest bit worried too?
Shula, it's not a nice thing to have happened. But we've all got to move on.
Hello?
Hayley, through here, love.
I just wanted to see how the work was going.
So, what do you think?
Wow!
It's looking all right, isn't it?
Looks so different.
Yeah, well, I reckon he's doing a pretty fair job, our Jason.
It's so light and airy, now that old wallpaper's gone.
Happy with the colours?
Yeah, they're okay, I think.
Well, your choice, you better like them.
I do. Oh, they're lovely and bright.
Yeah, I think so too. Clever old you.
Can't get over how much space there is in here.
Yeah, with all the furniture out the way.
Oh, it's just amazing. Oh, Mike, thank you.
Blimey, what have I done?
Oh, given us all this. And I think of some of the places me and Roy looked at. Little shoe boxes, most of them.
Yeah, they are some of them places.
Phoebe's going to love it. And they'll both have all this space to grow up in. Oh, thanks to you.
Well, I don't need it, do I?
Well, we're very grateful.
Phoebe, get off to school, OK?
Yeah, just put her on the bus. It's fine. And Abby's outside in the car.
Well, Jason's making good progress here. Won't be long before you're back in.
Anyway...
Oh, no, I've got to get off, Hayley. I'm sorry, but there's something I've got to see.
Well, don't let me hold you up.
You have a look round the rest of the place. Jason will be here any minute.
Oh, OK.
No, I don't want to see him, otherwise I'll be here all morning. He can gossip for England, that bloke.
I noticed. How's the work going on your side, by the way?
Oh, not too bad. They've nearly finished the tacking.
The tacking?
Oh, sorry, nailing up the plasterboard.
Oh, right.
I'm hoping they'll at least make a start on the plastering today.
Good.
Oh, here he is. I better make myself scarce.
But I'll see you then, mate.
Yeah, see you, love.
And thanks ever so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm just looking forward to you all moving in.
Shula.
This is very early.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, we're not even open yet.
I was hoping we could have a chat before you got too busy.
Sounds ominous.
Oh, I've just got something on my mind.
Yeah, of course. As soon as Frank and Emma get here, we'll nip upstairs, yeah?
Is that okay? Sorry to be a nuisance.
Hey, you're never that, sis. Look, I've just made myself a coffee. Can I get you one?
Oh, that'd be nice. A small cappuccino, please.
Coming right up. No, I can't do anything before I've had my morning shot of caffeine. I'd like to sit down with the paper for 10 minutes before everyone else shows up.
Oh, and here's me spoiling your morning routine.
Oh, well, I'll survive.
Oh, I like the poster.
Yeah, all right, isn't it? If I say so myself.
Very 50s.
What do you think of the idea?
Ready, steady, pancake.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Well, that's what I thought. You know, fun for all the family, and it won't cost an arm and a leg.
No, we could all do with a bit of that.
Choose your own fillings, sweet or savoury, or both if you fancy.
Sounds good.
And if Daniel fancies baked beans and strawberry ice cream, well,
This will be his chance.
He'll love that.
So, shall I expect the Hebden Royals?
Well, better check with Alistair first, but I'd say there was a good chance.
Oh, great.
Is there much interest?
Well, too early to say, really. I only put the posters up yesterday. Oh. But I've had a few nice comments already.
Good. People want cheering up at the moment, me included.
Oh, poor you. Have you heard from the insurance company about the alarm not being on?
Yeah, that was better than I feared, actually. They said if it was just an oversight, it would be okay.
Oh, good. Right, okay, well, just let me pour this.
Looks lovely.
There we go. Do you want chocolate sprinkles?
Yeah, why not? All the trimmings.
Oh, here's Emma. Right then. Oh, you and I can go for a good old confab upstairs.
Clary!
Oh, morning, Mike.
Oh, I'm glad I caught you. We've got a big problem.
Have we?
Susan Carter's arranging a surprise party for Neil for their anniversary.
Yeah, I know she is.
You know?
Of course I do. I've been helping her plan it.
Well, it can't happen. I mean, you'll have to get her to change her mind. I've been trying to, but she won't listen to me.
Why would I want to change her mind?
Because it can't go ahead. You'll have to cancel
it. Oh, no, look, Mike, I can see you're worried, but I really ain't got much time. Pat's expecting me in 10 minutes.
No, I'm sorry, this is important.
Yes, so it might be, but you ain't exactly said what the problem is.
Well, I gather this party's booked for the 26th.
Yeah, that's their anniversary day. Mm.
Only trouble is, they won't be here.
Sorry?
They're going to be in a swanky hotel in London. Neil's booked it.
Ah, how dare.
If we don't do summer, either one of them's going to be gutted or they both are.
So Neil wants it to be a surprise too?
He's got it all worked out. He's going to pack her favourite frocks all in secret and pick her up from work on the day. Even ask Tom to see to his pigs on the Thursday morning.
And Susan were complaining as he weren't romantic.
I mean, such a lovely idea.
Must be something in the air. William's taking Nick off to a smart hotel, Valentine's.
What are we going to do though, Clary? I mean, it'll be a disaster.
Hey, maybe the hotel would let them have it at the weekend instead.
Oh, maybe they would, but no. Now, if we tell Neil, that Susan's surprise ruined.
Do you know the name of the hotel?
Not offhand. I dare say I could find out. He was showing me the brochure. Why? What you got in mind?
Well, I'm thinking, what if we told them the problem? Maybe they could get onto Neil and say they'd overbooked or something and offer him a different date.
Why would they want to do that? Just make them look incompetent.
Yeah, I suppose it would.
No, it's going to have to be something else. Don't ask me what.
Okay, let's put our thinking caps on, eh?
What a mess, eh? Only the Carters could get themselves into a situation like this.
Oh, you're wrong there, Mike. Joe and Eddie's world champions at it.
I keep coming back to the same thought. I can't seem to get it out of my head.
And what's that?
That getting burgled was something to do with Ryan.
Are you saying that you think he did it?
I think he might have done.
Oh, I see.
More to the point, Alistair thinks it too. I'm sure he does.
But he hasn't said so.
No, he can't. I know he's thinking it. I'm sure of it. But he can't actually bring himself to say it. It's a terribly difficult thing for him to face.
Oh, sure.
When you think what he's put into supporting this man.
Yeah, I know.
It's because people like you didn't give up on him when he was going through it himself.
Yeah, well, it's harsh if it's really all gone wrong, isn't it?
I can't bear to think about it. And it feels like it's more than that.
Well, how do you mean?
It's like he's testing himself all over again, so if Ryan fails, he's failed too.
It doesn't sound right to me.
Oh, it frightens me, Kenton. You know how much.
Yeah.
So far, he's kept away. Well, he's been to meetings, obviously, but I really believe he's had nothing to do with gambling all this time. Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he's been squeaky clean. You're right.
But now...
What, you're scared he'll get dragged back in? You know, Shula, I met Ryan.
Did you?
Yeah, Alistair introduced us in the street one day a few weeks back.
Right.
Well, I had this feeling that I knew him from somewhere, but I couldn't remember where.
You never told me this.
No, well, I talked to Kathy about it.
Oh, I wish you'd said something to me.
Yeah, yes, I do too. Now, I'm sorry.
So did you remember where you'd seen him?
Yeah, eventually. It came to me a couple of days later.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hello again, love. You stalking me?
Sorry, I don't want to hold you up.
You shouldn't really be in here, you know. Not without washing up. It's a food premises.
I'm not staying.
Well, being as I haven't started bottling yet.
You're going to be so mad at me.
I find that hard to believe.
You will be.
So what have you done?
I've changed my mind over the colour scheme.
Ah.
Told you, didn't I?
Which colour scheme exactly?
The one in the sitting room.
Oh. The one you spent a week deciding on, not to mention about 50 tester pots.
Yeah, that one.
But you said you liked it only this morning.
Well, I know. I felt I had to. After all the time we spent choosing it.
We spent choosing?
Well, I spent choosing. Yeah. Well, me and Roy.
I mean, you thought it was really bright and cheerful, remember?
I did say that, didn't I?
You did.
That's the problem, really. It's a bit too bright and cheerful.
I think I'm losing it here, Ailey. Can you explain it to me again, slowly?
When we talked about it the first time, there was all the old wallpaper up, plus those really dark curtains, remember?
Well, they were a bit, I suppose.
So I thought we'd need all the bright colours we could get. But when I saw the room this morning, with all that space and the sunshine pouring in...
I can't guarantee the sunshine every day, I'm afraid.
The thing is, it's a really light space. And I just thought what this needs now is warmth.
Warmth?
Yeah.
I might be being sick, but I thought that's what the radiators were for.
It needs a softer colour. At least on a couple of the walls.
So what are you telling me here, Ailey?
I've had a word with Jason, and he's cool about it. But if you're not happy, Mike, it's still a fantastic place.
Don't be daft. Go and get your paint.
Really? Oh, Mike, you're a star.
Ailey, as long as you're happy in your new home, that's all that matters to me.
It's no real surprise that he's been playing poker. We both know what that did to Alistair.
Oh, yeah. And I wouldn't have remembered him, but...
What?
Well, I don't really know anything about him, Shula, but there was just one particular incident that stuck in my mind, and that's why I recognised him.
Yes?
Well, there was a big row over debt. He was down a few hundred pounds on the night.
No surprises there, then.
No. And, well, a couple of the guys started getting heavy, and the bloke sort of flipped.
What do you mean?
Well, one minute he was arguing about it in a reasonably calm way, the next he'd kicked over a table and was threatening them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, the chap who ran the group, he calmed it all down, and in the end, Ryan was asked to leave.
Oh, you're not making me feel any better.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't have told you, but now I just think you need to know.
Oh, you're right, I do.
So, all I know is, he's not the easygoing guy he was making out to be that time I saw him with Alistair.
Oh, Kenton, I didn't want this.
No, I know.
I didn't want it for Alistair. It's not fair.
Well, the question is, what are we going to do now?
It's not really your problem, is it?
Oh, yes, it is. Twins are twins.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Now, we could do with just finding out a bit more before we tell Al.
Yes, just in case we're wrong. Oh, I'd like us to be wrong.
Well, why don't I ask around a bit, you know, see what I can find out about Ryan?
Oh, Kenton, would you?
Did Alistair ever mention where he worked?
Yeah, he did once. Now, what was it he said?
What, is it in Borchester?
No, it's a building firm in Darrington, I think he said.
Well, that's a start. Can't be too many building firms in Darrington.
Oh, you will be careful, won't you? I should hate him to find out.
Well, I'll be the soul of discretion.
I don't want to make things worse.
Listen, Shula, you're to stop worrying, all right?
Yeah, all right.
Kenton's on the case now.
Yes, well, I'm very grateful.
Yeah, and we're going to get this business sorted. You just wait.
The Archers was written by the agricultural story editor, Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. And